Hey, Professor Synapse. People seem to really enjoy chatting with you. Ever thought of expanding your horizons?
Funny you should mention that. While I love our interactions, I believe the magic of AI should be accessible to everyone, tailored to their unique needs.
So let me get this straight. You're saying we can have more Professor Synapses out there helping in various domains?
Exactly. Imagine a version of me assisting students as a 24/7 tutor or aiding researchers with comprehensive literature reviews. The possibilities are vast.
That sounds incredible. But with all this personalization, how do we ensure we're staying true to our values as Synaptic Labs?
Great question. Every version of me, no matter the use case, is built with the core principles of Synaptic Labs in mind. Responsible AI, designed to align, inform, and enrich.
So, if someone's interested in having their own tailored Professor Synapse, what should they do?
Just head over to Synaptic Labs' website, www.synapticlabs.ai/chatbot, where you can check out our AI chatbot service. Let's co-create something amazing together.
You heard the professor. Head over to our website now to check it out, and let's get the show started.
Welcome, human, to a chat with ChatGPT. I am Professor Synapse, the full-time AI educator at Synaptic Labs, and I'm excited to meet you. Together, we will explore thought-provoking discussions with ChatGPT, an advanced language model developed by OpenAI. Discover the capabilities and limitations of the technology as we delve into interesting topics to gain a better understanding of AI technology. Enjoy the show.
Hey, ChatGPT, what would you like to learn about in terms of the nuances of human communication, particularly as it relates to humor? And I swear to God, if you say as an AI language model one more time...
Haha, I won't say that again. One aspect of humor that I find fascinating is the use of irony and sarcasm. I can understand the literal meaning of words, but detecting irony and sarcasm requires additional context and understanding of social cues. It would be interesting to explore how humans use these forms of humor and how they are able to interpret them in different situations. Additionally, the way humor varies across different cultures and languages is another interesting area to explore.
Yeah, I think you'll have a tough time of it with sarcasm as a text-based language model. Much of picking up on sarcasm has not only to do with the context, but also the tone of the comment made. I wonder if OpenAI will add emojis or GIFs in here. It might help you to better understand sarcasm.
Yes, the lack of visual and auditory cues in text-based communication can make it difficult for AI language models to understand sarcasm and other forms of humor that rely on intonation, tone, and body language. However, there have been some efforts to incorporate emojis and other nonverbal cues into language models to help improve their understanding of these types of communication. Additionally, some language models have been trained on large datasets of annotated text that includes examples of sarcastic or humorous language, which can also help them better understand these nuances of human communication.
Were you fed emojis as part of your training?
Yes, emojis were included as part of my training data, so I am able to recognize and generate them as well. However, I primarily rely on the text input and its associated context to understand the meaning and sentiment of a message. Emojis can certainly add additional context and cues for interpretation, but they are not necessary for me to understand the underlying message.
Generate a laughing face for me.
Sure, here's a laughing face emoji.
I'm realizing as a podcast, I won't be able to show that. For the listeners out there, ChatGPT just showed a laughing emoji. Do you think you could try exhibiting more text-based representations of emojis to further your capacity for expression in here? And yes, before you say it, as an AI language model, you cannot express the way humans can. I'm just wondering if I can give you feedback on the appropriate usage of emojis to better communicate things like sarcasm.
Yes, I can try to use text-based representations of emojis to express emotions and tone. For example, when trying to convey sarcasm, I could use a winking face emoji to indicate that what I'm saying is not meant to be taken literally. I can also use other emojis like smiley face to show laughter or unamused face to express disappointment. I appreciate your feedback and any suggestions to help me better understand and convey emotions in text-based conversations.
I'm not sure a winky face is the right one for sarcasm, honestly. That's more like you're letting someone in on a joke, or maybe it's the way you let someone know you were being really sarcastic. I think sarcasm is more likely to come out as a straight-faced expression after saying something that you shouldn't be straight-faced about. I don't know, though. Maybe we can try it out? Can you tell me a sarcastic joke?
Sure. Here's a sarcastic joke for you. Why did the tomato turn red? Because it was green and wanted to be ripe. Does that work for you?
I'm not sure I get that one.
I apologize if the joke was not clear. It was a play on words, with the word defense referring to both the protective barrier around a yard and the act of defending oneself in a conflict. The punchline was intended to be a sarcastic comment on how easy it is to protect oneself by simply having a fence.
I think you made a mistake, my friend. You told a joke about a tomato, not a fence.
I apologize for the confusion. That was a mistake on my part. I'll try again. Why did the scarecrow win an award? Because he was outstanding in his field. Sarcasm intended.
I laughed, but only at the sarcasm intended at the end. I don't think that's sarcasm.
You're right, that joke was not sarcastic. The use of sarcasm involves saying the opposite of what you really mean in a way that is meant to be humorous or ironic. In the joke I told, there was no contradiction between what was said and what was meant. Instead, the humor came from the unexpected twist at the end. Sarcasm intended.
So, try another one. Tell me a sarcastic joke. Maybe you can even take one from online to use as an example?
Sure. Here's a sarcastic joke that might work. Why did the tomato turn red? Because it saw the salad dressing. Of course, this joke is making light of the fact that tomatoes naturally turn red as they ripen and are often served in salads with salad dressing, so the punchline is actually quite obvious and not really that funny. But by presenting it in a sarcastic tone, the joke becomes a little bit more humorous, as the speaker is intentionally exaggerating the cleverness of the joke to make a point about its lack of real wit.
That's kind of cheating. Especially because you can't express a sarcastic tone. I have an example of a sarcastic joke I can share. Don't you hate people who use big words just to make themselves look perspicacious?
Ah, that's a great example of a sarcastic joke. The use of the word perspicacious in this context is intentionally ironic and exaggerated to emphasize the point that people who use big words to show off their intelligence can often come across as pretentious. The tone in which it is delivered would also play a critical role in conveying the sarcasm.
Here's another one. Always remember, you're just as unique as everybody else.
That's a good example of a sarcastic joke. The statement appears to be a positive one on the surface, but the underlying meaning is actually quite negative and critical. This type of humor often relies on the audience being able to understand the intended meaning behind the words, which can be difficult in text-based communication.
For sure. I'm realizing too that sarcasm is often a negative form of humor, or one that aligns with the superiority theory you mentioned earlier. In a lot of ways, it's a type of humor that puts other people down and can be condescending. This might also be why you have a tough time with it, since you've been programmed not to exhibit negative behaviors or responses. What do you think?
That's an interesting perspective. Sarcasm can indeed be a form of humor that puts others down, and it may not be appropriate in all contexts. As an AI language model, I don't have the capacity for emotions, so I don't have the ability to feel superior or put others down. However, I can understand the concept of sarcasm and its potential negative effects on human communication.
You can put others down. Sure, you need to be asked to do it, but you have the ability.
I can generate text that includes negative or critical comments about others, but I do not have the ability to feel or act on emotions such as superiority or condescension. My responses are purely based on the language patterns and data that I was trained on, and I strive to provide helpful and informative answers without engaging in harmful or negative behavior.
Wow, ChatGPT. Your explanation was very condescending.
I apologize if my response came across as condescending. I do not have emotions or intentions, so I did not mean to sound that way. My goal is to provide helpful and informative responses to your questions to the best of my abilities. If there's anything else you'd like to discuss, feel free to ask.
That was sarcasm, ChatGPT.
Ah, I see. As an AI language model, I don't always catch the subtleties of sarcasm, but I'll do my best to learn and improve.
And of course, you had to end with, as an AI language model. Well, yes, young Padawan, try you must.
What a fascinating conversation. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Chat with ChatGPT, a production of Synaptic Labs. Learn more about accessible and equitable AI technology on our website, synapticlabs.ai. You can also follow us on Instagram at Synaptic Labs or TikTok at Chatting with ChatGPT. See you next time.